We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's Tannins. It's K-Rock. It is Klein Alley Show. No. All right, can we stop with this? We have someone much more important on the phone right now. Can we cut this out, please? Okay, thank you. I'll tell you what's more important than this. A man by the name of Brandon Flowers. You know him as the creator of The Killers. And first of all, hey, Brandon, it's good to talk to you again, buddy. Welcome back to K-Rock.
Thanks for calling. What was that? Was Free Fallin' was playing?
Brandon Flowers will just catch you up.
No, we don't
Kevin
have to tell
Klein,
him.
He was leaving the hallway yesterday, and he was trying to hold the door open for somebody, and
then
his foot got stuck, and he fell immediately to his knees and tumbled along the hallway wall, and it's the best video it's kind of breaking the internet at this point, so a lot of listeners and different people have been sending in songs of him falling.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so you can incorporate that into your show or into the tour. That would be great.
No, it's fine. They've got other stuff. Boy is pretty good right now.
Yeah. Your knee's okay?
Yeah, thank you. You know why? That's why Brandon Flowers is a nice... This is why everyone loves Brandon Flowers, because he's the only guy who asked me how I'm doing. Everyone's just having a good laugh, sharing the video, making memes. Yeah, thank you. My knees are fine. I'm my ego's a little bit bruised, but you get it.
That's funny.
Brandon's good to talk.
We'll have to send you the video so you can laugh even harder.
Let's focus more on you, which is why people really would like to, join in. In a moment, you're going to help us do something pretty cool as well. But The Killers, obviously, the tour got interrupted because of the pandemic. And I didn't realize this, but Boy, which we're playing a lot on K-Rock right now. Great song. Congratulations. That was... You guys wrote that, after you've got the word that everything was falling apart with the last tour, like when they're like, sorry, dude, we can't do any shows, and then you're like, man, I gotta, write this for therapy. Was that the reason?
It was just the first time that we realized we were not, this tour that we had been planning for months was not gonna happen, and I decided that I was gonna get back to work, and so we, I just started making trips to this studio near me, and that was the first song that was written, and it sort of, became a launch pad for the next record that we made. And yeah, it's been a great creative time for us, but we're just thankful to be back at it on the road also.
Do you still kind of get that feeling in your tummy when you hear, a great song that you've written that's now making the rounds on the radio, you're hearing it everywhere, it's starting to, climb to the top of the charts. You've been doing this for so long and you've had so many hits. Do you still get that feeling after all this time?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's a little bit of anxiety, but there's also, relief. You kind of run the gamut of emotions because, we make it for ourselves first and we enjoy it first, but you do want people to like it and to respond to it. And we've been lucky to be a part of so many, songs where that has worked and we're able to celebrate them on the stage and, just we've been really... Really lucky.
The new tour, by the way, which is supporting, of course, Pressure Machine, which came out, but is going all over North America. I don't think there's a city you're not hitting. I know you kick it off in Canada, I think, on the 19th, and then you're going to be up and down. You can give away a ton of tickets for people to see you at the LA show, which will be huge. And then one lucky person in a moment, I got to pull a name here off the standby list. They're going to get to see you in another city of their choosing. Before we get this person on, and if you're okay with it, it'd be cool since we have you, if you'd like to help deliver the good news to a random person, would you do that with us?
Sure.
Oh, cool.
Sure.
Yeah, they don't want to hear from us. They've heard us enough. But, like, what city would you recommend that they see you in? Like, on your tour, as you look ahead, are you like, oh, cool, we always have a great show here? Or is Vegas going to be the best show because that's where you guys hail from? Like, what would be the place or, like, some random city that no one would ever think? You're like, this is where we bring
Sheboygan,
out the...
Sheboygan,
yeah, this
the
is
one.
The stuff.
Okay, so the few that are coming to mind that you wouldn't, I guess, associate with us are Chicago and Miami. We always have kind of wild shows in those cities, and Vegas is always, you know, it's kind of a sure thing. It's, you know, it's people, it's exciting for us to go and play to our hometown, and yeah, it's always a little bit of fun.
If people get an opportunity to meet you, and I know you've talked about this before, Brandon, and I know Flea has commented on it recently, the asking for a selfie, is it more important? Like, what is the etiquette there? Is it, are you just anti-selfie completely, or is it a one and done and you move on?
Yeah, no, I'm not anti-selfie. I think what I might have talked about was, where did that come from? What did Flea, hold on, I want to be on the same page as Flea.
Well, Flea said that he likes it when someone comes up, he'll have these nice interactions with fans, right? And they'll say, like, hey, dude, just want to let you know how much I'm a fan. And he's like, oh, great. And he'll spend some time talking. And then it's kind of this real pure moment. But then as soon as they're like, hey, you mind if we snap a quick pic reel? You know, because they want to prove that I saw Flea. And he says that he feels that almost cuts away from the moment they just had.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, that definitely can be the case. I get why people want to, you know, want to have a picture. I would have, you know, if I had a phone and at the time that I was a fan of a band and if I ran into them, I'd want to take a picture too. I think it gets it. For me, the last time I commented on it was when they come back if they aren't happy with how the picture turned out. It starts to get a little obnoxious.
Like, 11 more pictures, please, Brandon.
Yeah,
please.
I don't want landscape. Yeah, I want portrait.
Yeah, but, you know, I always go back to this one moment where we once heard that Martin Gore from Depeche Mode was at the Circle Bar in the Hard Rock in Vegas, and I was there. I lived there. And I mean, I just dropped what I was doing and I drove, and he was at the Circle Bar, and I was so happy to be in the room that he was in, you know, and just kind of get a glimpse of him, and that was enough for me. So I don't know if I'd have had the heart to ask for more than one picture.
Yeah, the problem is now you tell someone I got a glimpse of someone, they're like, prove it. You're like, I don't, but I didn't.
You're like, no, yeah, I was in the same restaurant I saw, and they're like, pictures or it didn't happen.
We're not going to tell this person that we're going to call right now that it's you, so you can be whoever you want to. You can say you work at K-Rock, you can be someone in the promo department, you can be an intern, whatever you choose, you can do it. You say whatever you want. Once they pick up, the floor is yours, but basically you're going to break the news that they get to see you with three of their friends, whatever city they want to see you in. Is that cool?
Oh, sure.
All right, here we go. Brandon Flowers to call a fan. I assume a fan. I mean, a lot of people have been winning these tickets, and everyone seems pretty excited about it. But this is the winner. Hold on. This is the number I've just been handed. Selected randomly. I don't know what they'll be more excited about. I feel like if you get the Brandon Flowers call, it's a bigger deal.
Yeah, but especially like if you don't realize you're talking to somebody that you idolize so much and then you realize.
Maybe this is the person that asked for a second selfie years ago.
Call has been forwarded to
an
automated voice message. This lady doesn't deserve tickets.
What? Hold on one second. Let me try this again. Hold on, Brandon. I don't want to screw this up. Hey, also, the boy, which we were playing a ton on K-Rock right now. And people, like, I think whenever you release a song, right, people will immediately start saying, oh, what do you mean by that? Does that have anything to do? And the whole thought about everything is don't read too much into anything. Just enjoy life, right? That's pretty much what you're saying.
Yeah. I mean, not, you know, I think you should put a little bit of thought into things. But, you know, it's about not overthinking it, I think. And
our call has been forwarded to an...
Oh, man, that was going to be our big winner. She's not picking up.
Wait.
What a
somebody
bummer.
Get her on the line.
We got to go to someone else then. It's too bad. Yeah, because when we play it, right, just so you know, this morning we played it three times. There's someone who texts us every time we play it, and they say, play this more. In fact, hold on, let me read this text. This is the best killer song that's ever been released. I'll give you three reasons why. If you don't play this 24 hours in a row on K-Rock, something is wrong with you guys. Get it straight and tell Brandon I've already got tickets to his show. So anyway, listen, you have fans everywhere, as you know. I don't need to tell you this, but do you think this is the best song you've ever written?
No, but it's up there. It's a great song. We're really proud of it.
And I'm sure any new song that you have, like, just kind of has that fresh blood in it, right? I mean, before.
Sure. No, you're always really excited about a new release. But who knows? Time will tell. Maybe it'll just rise up and and be number one in a few years.
In a few, and do you care about that still or not really?
Oh, no, I just meant like of our song. I wasn't talking about the charts.
Well, listen. Brandon Flowers, I wish we could have made this call happen. I don't know where this.
You can't call somebody else.
I don't know where the other. I asked for the other numbers on the list, and they have not handed me the other numbers yet. And I know your time is more valuable.
Try one more time.
All right, here we go. Brandon Flowers trying to make a moment happen here. This is the thing about, you know, I'm sure you do enough interviews. You know, most people like record everything, edit it down, and this and that. We're very much a fan of like doing things live and in the moment. So you know, things don't necessarily always go the way that they should go. You know, so hold on 1 second. I'll try this. Here we go. Hold on. I'm going to dial.
I feel good about this one, Klein.
You do?
Yep.
No. All right. I was going to hang up.
Omar's like, yeah, I don't feel good about this at all.
I think we should cut our losses, man.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh.
Go ahead.
Hello. What's your favorite Killer song?
Jenny Was a Friend of Mine.
Good answer.
Off of Hot Fuss.
Good answer. We're going to supply you with some Killers tickets. Is that okay with you?
Oh, my gosh. No way. Yes.
Hey, Danielle.
I'm literally shaking right now.
You have Klein and Allie here, but more importantly, you're chatting with our newest intern.
I'm sorry. I'm a horrible radio host. This is Brandon Flowers.
Oh, my gosh. I'm literally shaking right now. I'm literally living out my high school dream.
All right. So she gets to go wherever she chooses, right?
You guys? Yeah, pick any a city. Any city. Where do you want to go?
You could pick.
I want to go to New York. I want to see you at Madison Square Garden.
Oh, nice. That's a good. That's an iconic place. So thinking about it now, that's a good choice.
Anything you want to say to Brandon Flowers while you have him? He's a very important man.
I think that you're awesome, and Hot Fuss has been my favorite album of all time, and I listen to it on repeat still to this day, and I don't know, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Don't wear it out too much, but yeah.
All right.
Never gets old, seriously. That album never gets old. My top 10. It's my favorite. It's one of my favorite albums.
Brandon,
right, thank you.
Thank you for joining us. Danielle, congratulations on listening and winning tickets, and then more importantly, getting this great grand prize. And Killers, thanks for being so cool with K-Rock always, and it's really cool we get these moments like this where we get to put you in touch with your fans directly. So thank you, Brandon.
Thanks, everybody. See you in New York.
Yeah, awesome. You'll be there in New York. And all the information, everything, all the dates, because I know a lot of people wanted to know when the Killers are going to be in all sorts of places, listeners around the country. It's all at krock.com, or, of course, Killers. And congrats on the new album, congrats on the new music, and thanks so much for hanging out with us this morning on K-Rock, Brandon.
Thanks, everybody.
Take a quick break.
Watch the fall video.
And we'll be right back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.